Hello, and welcome to a very special Contending at the Water Cooler podcast. I'm Megan McLaughlin, co-founder of thecontending.com, and I'm joined by 1M and two very special guests to discuss the Emmy costume categories. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Oh, that's me. Sorry. Hi.
Look at
I
you.
only do this every week. Hi, I'm Joey Moser. You can find me on Twitter at JoeyMoser83.
And then our special guests will start Fanya.
Okay. Hi, I'm Fanya Suhu. I'm a freelance journalist and I've been covering costume design, I want to say, for like 10 years and more. I write for The Hollywood Reporter, for the special issues, for award seasons, Elle, W, Vanity Fair, and some others. Yeah, and I'm excited. This is like my third time back, I think.
Yeah.
I think so,
Defending
yeah.
second for the Emmys, I think. So, yes, very excited to chat about this year.
Yay. And then Owen, will you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Owen Daly, and I'm here for the first time. And on the regular, I am a dresser in theatrical spaces, currently in London.
That's amazing. That's so cool.
Exciting.
I'm so excited to have you.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah. Great. So we're talking, okay, there are four costume categories, which when I was looking through them, I always wonder how they, you know, why they divide them the way they do. They are very interesting. But I'm going to I see Joey's
I
showing
should
his
have
allegiance now.
Your favoritism. Now I wish I did.
It'll change. Don't
I
worry.
Mean, maybe
Kevin
I will
decides,
change. Maybe I will change from my dad's study to something else. But so yeah, I figured we'll jump into, like, is there a specific category we want to jump into first, I guess.
can we do sci-fi fantasy?
Oh, wait.
Because
Yes.
I'm less familiar with those titles, and I just like the other shows better. No
Okay, yeah,
offense.
let's do that first. Because, okay, so the nominations, I'll read, I have the nominations here. For fantasy sci-fi are Alien Earth, The Boys, Fallout, and A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, which makes me laugh. Like, why couldn't they find a fifth nomination here? Like, I feel like we've got enough
Yeah.
sci-fi that we could do it, but they didn't.
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
that is interesting because, yeah, unless like the shows I'm thinking of maybe submitted for contemporary, but since I feel like, yeah, there
You would
could be more too.
think, like, I guess what would be missing here from a side? I mean, I feel like, isn't there another Game of Thrones show?
Oh yeah, there is one.
What's the
I don't think
other
it
one
was.
that I
I don't
don't
think it.
watch? It didn't.
Was,
Oh, maybe it
no.
wasn't in the
Yeah.
window. Was it
But
in the
like, I
window?
haven't. It's probably the amount of shows. Maybe there wasn't enough to. I could have pulled up the rules and looked, but I didn't. There probably wasn't enough things on the ballot to warrant five nominations.
Yeah, because maybe Pluribus
Work.
and
yeah, you would
Paradise
think,
submitted
yeah.
in contemporary maybe instead.
Yeah,
I should have looked.
Or it could have been like in the miniseries directing category where there's only four nominees because there were three series that tie for fifth place. And I think the Emmy rules is that if there's three that tie, it just is four, which I don't know
Oh,
why.
right. That is such a weird rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then it just
see.
You out. Okay.
But have we, okay, who here has watched one of the shows in this category? Okay, who's here has watched more than one? I mean, I've seen Fallout from
Yeah.
season one, which has some really iconic costumes. I feel like The Boys probably has iconic costumes too. And
Yeah.
Alien Earth, I have not seen, even though I wanted to watch it. But
I like Sudarat a lot. The costumes. I haven't watched Alien Earth. I'm sorry. I heard it was good though.
I heard it was
I've
too.
seen, yeah, I've seen a couple of the episodes. That's the one I'm probably most familiar with. The thing that I think is so interesting about this category, and I'm sure this can go into other categories too, it's like, I feel like when you think of, you know, for a sci-fi show or a fantasy show, you probably want to make a very big, bold visual statement early, but then maybe people that are in this kind of world don't get as many people talking to them about character choices as you would something a little bit more contemporary. I find that very interesting. Like, I think they probably have a surprisingly difficult job in terms of like the details being really kind of character driven and thinking about these worlds. Like I kept thinking when I was like fast forwarding through the Alien Earth episode, because I watched it so long ago, and I was just like, I wonder how these people picked the items to wear on this ship. Is there laundry on this ship? I don't know. How do they take care? I don't
Yeah,
know.
because it's like a lot of like found item, or that's what they're conveying. Yeah, I do love the subtlety of that with costume, like in Fallout, because it's like above ground, it's like apocalyptic sort of wasteland. So then you have your factions that have maybe more elaborate costumes, but then I've always found the background super interesting because it's just like with there's this. They go to former Las Vegas, and then you see people in the background in like showgirl uniforms and like bellhop, because those are the only clothes that are around, and they've just been kind of recycled. So I don't know, like I find details like that really interesting, like in these like dystopian shows, I guess.
That's really interesting. I never thought about like the, the thinking about like what did the aliens do? Like, on the what did the people on the Alien Earth show? How, like, also, I always think about too, like underwear on these, like on these shows. No, like even on Walking Dead, like what, that's probably really important to like you have to have if you see anything shown, like it's got to be,
I know. I love
Joey,
those.
quit judging me.
I literally did not say anything.
I mean, you're not wrong. It's sort of, I guess, an important part of costume as well is also the underlayer, because you never know if, like, I'm thinking, I guess, mainly of my theater background, where you kind of, well, you kind of have plain underwear because, say, if a costume rips or something and someone's ass is out, you kind of want it to be in the the period of the piece. But yeah, this
That's
is an
interesting.
interesting, I mean, I did a lot of homework and watched all of the nominated episodes,
Oh,
even though
wow.
I'd watched the majority of this series before. And there's something sort of like the boys is sort of, there is sort of iconography with the costume design. And I think about sort of David Diggs' holy preacher, whatever character, who's sort of like this, there's a musical performance in the episode as well. And just something about his costume I really enjoy, because it's so sort of fake looking and sort of, it just feels right for the boys, which is, their costuming has always sort of felt fictitious in a way. Where, like, because it's always a performance, let's say, unlike, say, the way I guess Marvel films try to make the costume sort of feel lived in, let's say.
Yeah, his like, I don't know, his like shoulders have like big giant like crosses on them. It's really, they're really cool looking, and I guess it is that kind of thing where you're trying to make a superhero kind of like instantly recognizable. Like that musical number is kind of, that's the nominated song from that season two, and it's like really, it's like there's no doubt in what this man is supposed to represent, or what this man kind of believes in, for lack of a better word. It's funny.
The Boys is a show that I've been wanting to get to, but probably now that it's over, I'll try to get to it. But
Yeah. It is good. Yeah, but like what you're saying about the superhero costumes, because they're like it's also a satire of Marvel too. So it's like, yeah, like the costume or the super suits are like a little bit intentionally like not off, but like
they're
exaggerated in certain
tacky.
aspects, or like Starlight's shoes. This is earlier seasons, but her shoes are too high, and that's the point. Like she's uncomfortable in them. She's like, "Why am I wearing this like little outfit, like for what I have to do?" And that, so anyway, I appreciate the sort of inside.
How is the A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms? How does it distinguish itself from Game of Thrones, you'd say, in its costumes? Or
I
does
don't
it not?
necessarily. I don't necessarily know that it does. I mean, even also currently watching House of the Dragon, there is sort of a familiarity with the costuming in the universe, regardless of the period in the Fire and Ice story in which it's set. So I think this is certainly, because it's less concerned with sort of royal, like courtly things like Game of Thrones was. It's sort of more so about the battlefield and this knight who's sort of the center of everything, and his costumes are rightfully like broken down in a way where you can tell that he's not staying in great places. He's sort of like working his way around, and there is sort of a lived-in feeling of the costumes, but there's nothing in the episode that sort of stands out to me. Like, this is like when I think of costume design and sort of these categories, I always think there has to be like an outfit that you sort of think
Like a
about as like the
centerpiece, yeah.
standout. Yeah, and there's nothing particularly standout for me in this episode, or other than maybe just his regular garbs, let's say.
So then, yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
I was gonna say something that I really like when I speak to a lot of costume designers is when they talk about how and why they distress something and the sort of how they kind of use that in terms of multiple outfits and the continuity between that. So that's interesting that you say like lived in. That's a totally great example for what this show is showing, since it's over the course of a season. Because I was thinking of his, like, he has like a greenish, I think it's a green cape the whole time, and it's, I don't know, you can see like the holes in it, you can see the wear and tear. It doesn't look pristine or something on, like, you know, like we're talking about with The Boys, a superhero, you know, they sort of maybe go back to that really kind of squeaky clean thing, you know, in between violent adventures, I guess. But yeah.
So in this category, what kind of show usually wins in this fantasy sci-fi category? Is there a particular show that does?
See.
I mean, looking back at the most recent winners, I feel like with most technical categories, if the series sort of has major-ish nominations, it sort of should be considered the sort of favorite. And I guess Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, because it's the only series here that got into drama series, sort of gives it that leg up.
Last year was
Andor. Michael.
Andor. The year
Yeah.
before that was Ahsoka, and the year before that was House of the Dragon.
So they do tend to stay in that Game of Thrones realm.
Or like Disney, right?
Oh,
Or
yeah, that
yeah
too. Yeah.
yeah yeah I
Like the
mean,
big flashy name.
yeah, it's I mean, this, I don't know, sometimes I think with, I don't know how they, what they, if they have names on the ballot or how they vote, but I don't know if this is like something where they see a Knight of the Seven Kingdoms and they think, oh, Game of Thrones, I'll check it off, so I love that show and I love Game of Thrones. The, let me see, one, two, this is so interesting. When I was looking at people who have been nominated before, Michael Ground, who did The Boys, and Lorna O'Riordan, who did Seven Kingdoms, this is their first nomination. Dana Pink, who did Fallout, was nominated for Lovecraft Country, and Sidorot, who did Alien Earth, she has four nominations, and she has an Emmy, but she has an Emmy for art direction for variety or nonfiction programming for the London 2012 Olympic Games opening ceremony.
She's, yeah, she's so talented. Love
I
her.
was like, I did like a sort
I
of,
just
when I
love
was
her.
going through and like
Yeah.
looking at stuff that people did, I was like, okay, I need to know more about this woman because she
Yeah. She
seems,
works a lot with Danny Boyle, right? David, Slumdog Millionaire. And like her first job was on the Leo movie that they filmed in
The
Thailand.
Beach.
The beach, yeah, for production design. I remember I talked to her about it once.
My
Yeah, so that
God.
was like her first big job, and then she's worked with him ever since then. So
I
yeah,
hope
she's
she's just
great.
like, sand, more sand. I need more
Yeah.
sand
Yeah.
on this
Oh,
beach.
she did the James, not James. Right, James Bond. When Ana
Yes.
de Armas was in it too, she did that one.
Oh,
Or
No
James
Time to
Bond,
Die.
or was it Mission
Solace?
Impossible? Sorry, like. But yeah, one of
Oh,
those.
No Time to Die. That one.
So, before we go into the next category, who do we think? So, do we think A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms is the winner here? Do we think that's the one to beat?
No.
Or do you guys have personal favorites?
Yeah, maybe this one's too hard for me. Yeah.
I
I
would
mean, they're
probably,
also
yeah, sorry, go
different.
ahead.
They're also different from one another. Like, I can't even
Yeah.
say, oh, the fantasy one will win out, because they literally all are so different from one another. Like, it's a crazy sort of list.
And then the different designers, I feel like, also have like such their own accomplishments that you're like to factor into. And I also have not seen a Knight of Seven Kingdoms. I feel like I probably, maybe I'll, this one's a tough one. I know
I
The Boys is
know.
the last season though. So, and Lara Jean Shannon, her work for, with the super suits is pretty
It did get that
long-standing.
song nomination, so maybe that's like a good, like, since it's since that costume plays into that song, maybe that's kind of
Maybe, yeah.
meaning something.
And they've
I
won song before. The
oh they
Boys
have,
has won song.
oh, I do need
This
to
show
watch
is very
that
clever.
show. I'd probably go with the Knight of A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms just because it's got the drama series nomination. But these are shows that I do need to catch up on. Alien Earth too. That's one that I've had over a year now to watch and I haven't done it. But
Put it to be.
yeah. Okay, let's move into then contemporary. I want to do contemporary. Is that the one, Joey, you want to do next? You guys want to do contemporary? Okay. So the nominees for contemporary costumes: Emily in Paris, Hacks, Margot's Got Money Troubles, Only Murders in the Building, and Wednesday.
Yeah, it's like a stacked category, I feel like.
Say, have you talked to
Yeah.
everybody in this category, Fanya?
I have, like, for this, not so much for this season, but I did interviews for Emily in Paris and Margot for this season, but I've talked to all of them for like previous seasons or other projects. So yeah, they're all like seriously stacked
Yeah.
category for sure. And also quite different costumes too. Like, and
Yeah, I
yeah.
was thinking about Emily in Paris is like one that I feel sometimes I feel like that show stays on the air because of the costumes. Everybody wants to see what she's wearing. Not that
Costumes.
it's a bad show, it's a fun show, but like so many people bag on it all the time. But people just need to let it have fun with it. But the costumes are always incredible.
I mean, it's a total fantasy. Like, that could be in the
Yes.
fantasy with Ron, because
Right.
it's no one really dresses like that. I feel like people don't give Marilyn enough credit either, because they're just like, oh, no one in Paris dresses like this. It was like, it's not about the fashion.
Right.
It's like about, like, yeah, the fantasy of this show. But yeah, this year.
This is the first and only episode of Emily in Paris
Oh,
that I ever
you're really?
watched.
What did you think?
Yeah.
What do you think of
You
it?
know what?
Such a bitchy
There
comment,
were,
Joey.
I mean, to quote one of the greatest quotes ever, gowns, beautiful gowns,
Gowns, beautiful gown.
is, yeah,
Yeah.
is what I have to say. I certainly was caught off guard by the story that they were trying to tell me. And I mean, the episode is sort of concerned about fashion. I mean, there's a whole sort of crisis fashion show that happens in Venice, and it's sort of funny how she just goes from scene to scene wearing the most elaborate costumes ever. And the fact that she's on vacation in Venice, I'm like, how many suitcases have you brought? I need to know this answer.
Very many. Yeah, you're. We're not supposed to ask ourselves those questions. Also, just because I've been with this show since the beginning, and I've come to really love it. This is the most probably like, I don't want to say conservative, but like pared down Emily has been so far. So if you watch like, especially seasons one and two, it's pretty wild.
I always love her stuff that she wears. I always want to dress like her, but again, it's like who has the money? Just
Yeah.
like she
We're
never
also not
wears
supposed to
anything
ask
twice.
ourselves. I
Yeah,
know. We're also not supposed to ask ourselves
that's I know all these questions that I'm asking myself.
that question.
I'm probably more of a Margot's Got Money Troubles kind of gal anyway.
I think the costuming in Margot's Got Money Troubles is fascinating in terms of, I know we're not supposed to ask these questions, as Fania rightfully points out, but I think with this episode in particular, because it has a lot of things in terms of, I thought a lot about money and what some people would consider status. And like, I think the episode opens with like the idealized version of what the fantasy of her storytelling is dressed as that alien. And then later we see it as more of like the realistic version. This is an episode where I feel like people would be almost like offended at the fabric of it, but I think it's so like the color and the maybe some of it is synthetic, some of it is like I don't know, like I kept thinking about all the stores that these characters buy these clothes. Like I think Nicole, this is the episode where Nicole Kidman has like a leopard or print shirt when she's talking to Nick Offerman. And the girls with Margot are picking outfits for their like OnlyFans collaboration, like this. And then you see Michelle Pfeiffer in like a blue caftan, I think, lounging by the pool with these insane pearl lined sunglasses. Like, I kind of want this to win.
I do too, actually. I wouldn't mind that.
Look fun. Marin's great. Yeah, and the characters I felt like really went through an evolution too, like throughout that season. Michelle Pfeiffer's costumes, I think, are like the most fun in this show. But yeah, and like also how she connects with her daughter, like through little Easter eggy things within their costumes, I think is like a lot of fun. But so you're thoughtful.
What usually wins in this category? I'm just going to keep asking that,
Well, so if we're talking about so Marilyn for Emily in Paris, she has been nominated 3 times, never won.
Insane.
Kathleen Felix Hager has been nominated 5 times, all for Hacks. She has won once. Marion Gordon Crozier, been nominated for Lessons in Chemistry, has not won. Dana from Only Murders, 4 nominations, has never won. All nominations for Only Murders. And young upstart Colleen Atwood, we
Yeah,
might need to keep our eye on her, has only been nominated for one Emmy. She won that Emmy for Wednesday. So I didn't answer your question. Hold on, great costumes. I should have these tabs open.
no,
I
but you
closed
kind of
them.
answered it that Wednesday one before. So
Yeah.
they do like to name, I mean, Colleen Atwood, they do
Yeah.
like to give the big names
Yeah, I
something
mean the
off
studio
the
one last year, the Crown one the year before, Wednesday won the year before that. It's funny, she beat out both Marilyn and Dana in this category. So I mean it doesn't always go with like say what does win like series, but I mean one, two, three, yep. 3 of these are nominated for series, so
I feel like it's usually I think the actual series thing plays into it for contemporary, especially contemporary costumes. And I also feel like it's just like this bias against what's perceived as fashion and style. Like I feel like just isn't a word, or it's not like viewed with as much respect, I feel like, as like other types of contemporary costumes. So like, oh, it's like fashion. It's just like fashion. So
Like
yeah,
period is
which I
probably
always,
taken more seriously, is that what you think?
well, not necessarily, just because there are their own categories, but like within contemporary, I feel like if it's like very fashionable, sometimes it's I think people just view it, or voters view it more as like fashion as opposed to like looking at the costume design aspect of it. I feel like maybe this year it's Hacks because it's also the last season. And then Wednesday, I feel like the second season, Wednesday, is it the second season? Yeah, didn't get as much attention either.
I feel like it didn't either.
I
Owen, what do you think? I was going to say, Owen, what do you think about this category?
I mean, it's interesting to me that Wednesday competes here rather than in fantasy. But if we're going to talk about the boys in the fantasy category, the episode that they're nominated for also has a musical number, has the Lady Gaga did dance song number, and sort of has this.
Oh, that's a good point.
This ball moment, but also Hacks has Debra Vance in this wonderfully constructed, like, aces outfit at the beginning of the episode with a high hairpiece. I
That's
was a little
yeah.
surprised that they didn't submit the finale because I kept hearing everybody talk about Deborah Vance's coat collection when they're in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe yeah, and going back to what you were saying, like, you know, Fanya, what you're saying about like fashion and stuff, I think some people don't give contemporary costume design its due because they think it's more styling than design,
Yeah.
which is wrong. I think almost every contemporary costume project that I interview somebody for, they always say that that kind of annoys them.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, like when I think of contemporary costumes from the last couple of years, I think of the substance, and I mean that yellow coat, and the
Yes.
fact that that was never in consideration for cost for like a costume design nomination is insane. When that is like, or even say Weapons last year with Aunt Gladys, they're sort of like
Yes.
these
Oh, God.
iconic
Yeah.
costumes that people dress up for Halloween, and I think that should be taken into consideration because it's clear that the costume of the character has stayed with people where they want to recreate it. And that just, I mean, I love a good period piece, case in point, but on my background. But there's
Yeah.
something under, I agree, contemporary costumes is really underappreciated. And I
100.
guess,
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, I don't know which one I would go for here because I think Hacks is really good. I mean, I love Margot's Got Money Troubles, so anything for that series would be a win for me. And then I guess Wednesday should be considered as well because it's previously won, and also Colleen Atwood is Colleen Atwood, and that woman wins awards.
She does. She's great. I love her. But yeah, agreed about contemporary costumes need. I'm glad that at least the Emmys recognize that it should be its own separate category because, like with the Oscars, it's always like that was my first story ever for The Hollywood Reporter too. It's about should there be a contemporary costume category? But we're talking about Emmys today, not Oscars. But anyway, so I'm glad that the Emmys recognizes them and we can,
And
yeah.
there should be. You're totally right.
I think if I'm going to go for, I think I'd probably, you guys have convinced me that Hacks maybe is the one to beat in this category, just because of it sounds like Deborah has like a moment with fashion
Yeah.
and people love that show. People love her. Oh, you changed your picture again. I just
I
caught
know
you.
that's good.
I know, I need to change it again
Both
because I
of you
can't
did.
see
Oh
the
my gosh.
outfit.
Oh my
Wait, hold
gosh.
on.
Are
Wait,
you
hold
like
on.
screenshotting while we're doing this?
I know.
Why
So
am I
how are
not?
you doing
But
this so
why am I not
slyly?
so fast? All right. I'm gonna.
I feel like, is that the way? So should we, okay, say who we're gonna go for and then go move to contemporary limited series? Is that what you guys are hinting at?
Sure.
Oh yeah,
Okay.
let's
That's
do
I wasn't hinting at that. I just wanted to
Yeah. Oh
I
yeah.
do love the costume design of the show, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay, so say quickly, who do you think is gonna win in contemporary?
I think Wednesday
Okay, you
probably.
think Wednesday. Fanya.
I think Hex.
I think Hex too.
I'm gonna
Joey.
go with Margot. I'm just gonna do it.
Okay, I love that. I love that. Okay, let's go to contemporary limited series. Wait, contemporary limited series movie or TV movie. I like to call this middle-aged malaise category because we've got
Yes.
it. Yes.
It's
Like,
all like, yes, it's
yes,
all a
all
bunch of
ex
men having midlife
Yeah.
crises. Yes. Beast in Me,
Yeah.
Beef, Black
Yeah.
Rabbit, DTF St. Louis. I think Remarkably Bright Creatures is the only one with like kind of.
Little bit,
It's.
it's kind of about aging in a
Yes,
way,
it
but it's
is.
definitely not like, yeah, the other
It's not
four
like
are
the other ones. Yeah.
definitely
Cause I was like, whoa. It's
masculine.
like, cause I was even thinking Beast in Me. I watched 1.5 episodes of that. And I was like, I guess the costumes in that, I'm thinking about her a little bit more than I'm thinking about him, but I didn't finish it. So I don't know if there are more costumes.
He definitely is a middle-aged man going through it. I
Yes.
actually sneak peek, I just filed a story about it. But
Ooh, I
yeah,
can't wait to
like
read.
but yes, he is. I was like, oh, this is a lot of men's midlife crises in this category, which I'm happy to talk about through costume.
Especially with DTF St. Louis too. I'm sure you could probably
Oh
do
my
a
God.
story. Have you done a story on that one? I can't remember if you've done one.
It's part of the story that's coming out, but yeah,
Okay.
that's a very I actually feel like those costumes were just so, like, it's so subtle, but it tells you
Yeah.
so much about the two saddest men on TV. Like, they're so sad. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What do we count the fat suit as a costume?
Wait, which there's a fat suit?
Oh, David
Oh,
Harbour. David
yeah.
Harbour. Oh, he has a fat suit in that. I didn't know
It's
that.
actually the prosthetics are really good. I actually wouldn't have even
I
realized
wouldn't have even known that
that.
because I did see like the kids, like he's in the beginning kind of like hunched over, right?
There's some underwear
There's
scenes.
a scene. There's a scene because again, I watched all the episodes here. I watched my one and only episode of Black Rabbit ever, which was the second episode, which is wild.
Oh, that
But
is wild, dude.
in the DTF St. Louis episode, which is the premiere, there's a moment where his character sort of comes into a kitchen shirtless, and like his stomach is like very pronounced. I think David Harbour has talked about that because like he is a larger person, but it's to me it's obvious that he's wearing a sort of bigger stomach. So I don't know if that counts as costume versus. Because it's not
Maybe
prosthetics, it's not
makeup.
makeup, it is, but
It's
it
definitely
feels like
makeup.
it is something he's wearing. I don't know if it's makeup though.
That's
I would imagine
interesting. I
it's.
think there is a prosthetic category, I think.
I guess so.
His
I don't.
costumes, like, oh, sorry.
Oh no, go ahead. It's fine.
Like his costumes, though, I felt like it's just like he's just so like his character, not him. It's just like so stuck and sad, and like he's so insecure about his body. And then he says that line about, oh, I don't want to buy new clothes because I want to lose the weight. You know, it's a snowball effect. And his clothes are just too small, and it like enhances just how dejected he is and like stuck. And then he wears like horizontal stripes, which I guess if you were ever read a ladies magazine from the 80s, I guess you know what that, or it's just like what he wears causes attention to what he feels most insecure about because he just can't like pull himself out of this like hole that he's in, which I just thought the costume design was like so brilliant in that effect, that because you just like feel it when you look at him, you're just like, oh, I really feel for you, Floyd, you know. I don't know.
Yeah,
How go
there's like
ahead.
a printed dress that Linda Cardellini wears in the first episode that I liked. Anything that Joy Sunday wears throughout the
Oh, she
whole series, her costume design is incredible. Just a side note, but yes, sad. There's a lot of muted colors in this entire category. A lot of
super muted.
things that I would have to get like that close to look at it. So, a lot of
I
navy, a
mean,
lot of gray,
yeah,
a lot of
because they're
khakis, I feel
sad,
like, a lot of khaki,
dude.
a lot
A
of
lot of
brown.
khakis, just like sad,
yeah.
I'm,
Stuck.
I mean, is that also because four out of the five nominees here are Netflix series? And to me, there's an issue I've been having with a lot of Netflix series recently where the color saturation is really muted. And I don't know if that has affected the cost. And then also DTF St. Louis has to go for this muted tone
Right.
because the story
Oh no, wait,
is
that one's
so.
HBO.
Yeah, no, I know that's
Oh,
HBO,
okay.
but I
Oh,
feel
okay.
like
Oh, yeah.
they sort of have to go for this muted coloring because the story is so sort of upsetting and depressing. So I don't know if that's to do. I mean, to me, the nominee in this category that I'm really pulling for is Beef. I mean, Yoo Jung
I was going
Yeon
to
in
say,
this
I want to
Power
hear
Lady
about that.
suit.
Oh,
Oh, just Yoo Jung Yoon stepping out of this car, like the sunglasses and just the
The
black
jacket.
coat against Carey Mulligan in this what shouldn't work pantsuit, patterned pantsuit, but she pulls it off so well.
I'm obsessed with the costume design in this season.
Even more so than the first season, you were all about those stoplight glasses or the
I think
stop sign
so.
glasses.
I have them here. Megan, okay, so a little story that I'll say. The thing that I asked the costume designer when I spoke to her the first time for the first season is Ali Wong's glasses kind of look like the shape of stop signs. And I kept thinking of road rage and things like that. And I think I asked her about it because I was so obsessed with that detail. And she was just like, that's a coincidence. That was an accident. I didn't mean to do that. She's like, oh, I never, I she may have even said I never thought of that before. I don't want to not put words in her mouth. But the
Didn't I buy
Carey
you those
Mulligan.
glasses? Didn't I buy you
Yeah,
those
you
glasses?
did.
Oh, good,
They're
I
on my
got them.
desk over there. Yoo Jung Yoon and Carey Mulligan, their costume design is crazy to me, like in the best way. Like Carey Mulligan's character has never walked away from a wide pant without buying it. Like, it's she wears so many patterns. It's so like so, she Olga Mill talked to me a lot about her character's like overcompensating with clothes and pattern and texture. And spoiler to what we're going to talk about in a minute, but to me, it's my personal pick on what I think is going to win.
That's
Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah, I agree. I think
Feel like,
the
yeah.
choice of patterns and colors in both the costume design and the production design, which they talk about in this premiere, really sort of tell the story of the Carey Mulligan character so for, like to you that I really it's great costuming that like tells the story, but also you can kind of look into it as you're watching the episode. And I think that's what makes costume design really stand out is when it's uplifting the story and sort of filling in those details that aren't being spoken about. And I agree with what the costume designer says about the Carey Mulligan character is that she's overcompensating and sort of wanting to make a name for herself because she's married to this her husband who's sort of the breadwinner of the family, and she's sort of putting so much in, and it really comes out in this pantsuit with this over-exaggerated pattern that I just love.
There's like a lot of like puffy sleeves, sort of
Yeah.
like ethereal stuff. Like there's the like in the first episode, Megan, I don't think you've seen it, but this is more about the production design. She designs the country club. She like redid everything, all the interior design, and then Yoo Jung Yoon is the owner of the property, and she comes in and she's speaking through a translator, and she says, the translator says, "Oh, it's very colonial." And Carey Mulligan's, "Oh, thank you." And then she's like, "Colonial's bad. Like that we do not like colonial." That's like the response for it. And the with her character, I think it's a really great marriage of how production design and costume design really work together, just specifically for her character. It works for other characters too, but like it's really strong with that.
There's that scene, I don't think it's in the nominated episode, it's in the later one, where she's in one of those puff sleeve dresses. I can't, it was like a dawn dress, I think. And she's on the lawn and she's holding her dog, Gregory. And it's from the behind. And it's inspired by a painting. Now I can't remember the name of the painting. It's in the story that I wrote. But also it's supposed to be like evoking like Marie Antoinette, because it was, like rumored that Marie Antoinette used to cosplay being like a shepherdess or something. So it's supposed to evoke her, like that type of vibe of like, so leading back to the colonialism, I guess. Like, but yeah.
That's really interesting. I didn't know about like I need to watch this is another show that I need to watch. The ones I've seen in this category are The Beast and Me, DTF St. Louis, and Remarkably Bright Creatures, which nobody has brought up anything about those costumes.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, has anybody else here seen
Out
it?
there. I watched a little bit of it today because I was like, okay, whatever. But no, I really like the use of color. I felt like was very like it was very character driven, the costumes for sure. And
Yeah,
then
compared
just
to
through the
the
background, like, yeah.
muted stuff that Owen was talking about, like it is kind of poppy and a little bit brighter than, say, The Beast and Me or
Yeah.
Black Rabbit, I guess. We haven't talked about really Black Rabbit either, but
Oh, I can talk about that one.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, tell us about
Yeah.
Black Rabbit. What's is that also just more like Jason Bateman running around and like
Jason Bateman playing another sad middle-aged man, but
Yeah.
in a di very different one. He's like the, I guess, the prodigal son. So he and Jude Law are brothers from Coney Island, and Jude Law is like this Dumbo restaurateur. He's the younger brother, and he's, dressed in like tight suits and really low slung like tank tops and a lot of man jewelry because he's like
Joey,
dressed
calm
the
down.
guy. Yeah,
Jewelry. All
he's like
right.
that guy that he wants to
Love
be,
it.
that restaurateur guy. But he's like searching for something that he wants to be, but kind of isn't. And he wants to not be like his older brother, Jason Bateman's Vince, who's a gambling addict. And he's like keeps getting in trouble with like dangerous types. And he flees, I think he's like in Reno or something, back to Brooklyn, and then drags Jude into all this trouble. And it turns out they're actually both kind of the same. And they used to, they were like a one-hit wonder, like late 90s, like the Strokes slash, yeah, like the Strokes type of band.
Oh my
So
God.
in this episode, there's like a flashback video of them for their one song. And Jude looks very, he looks kind of Kurt Cobain, actually. But so Jason Bateman's like in a plaid shirt playing drums. And so in current day, he's still dressed kind of the same, and he wears all his vintage band t-shirts that he got from his mom's house when he came back. Cause he, so that's his, he's, 52. They keep saying their ages too. They're like, I'm 50, I'm 52, I'm 52, I have nothing. And so he's kind of dressed like, this guy who's like kind of lost and like emotionally, it's, I guess, job wise, like stunted, So yeah, that's
Oh, I didn't know that's what that was about. So
yeah.
they are, so
Fun
that's
watch.
that episode. Then the Beast in Me episode that is nominated, which one is nominated? Is it the first one or
Oh no, it's like maybe the third. There's this
The
like
third one.
children's birthday party
Yeah,
that if you're like
Elephant in the Room.
yeah.
What's in that one? Is there other like good costumes or good like is there anything notable about that episode?
I feel like there's a safari themed birthday party for 8-year-old twins that like the rich dad throws his children. So
Okay.
maybe that I feel like that's kind of the in that episode when you say that's like the sort of flashy costume moment, I guess. But
I guess
yeah.
so. I think my problem with the Beast in Me is, and the costuming really tries to give me the impression that, and this might sound like a totally out there criticism of the show, but I just don't like Claire Danes as a lesbian. And
We
no matter
actually
how many lesbian
thought
businesses they try
about
to put her
that
in,
That's
I just
hilarious.
don't buy
I want
it.
her and
And
Carol to get together on Pluribus. Like, I feel like they both bring the same kind of energy, like frantic,
like
like
a really
too much
angry
negativity.
chin.
Yes, like they just implode together. Like,
I know. You
oh.
need, yeah.
I did think about that too, though. I was like, is Claire Danes really a lesbian? I did think about
I
that.
mean,
Like, can I buy this?
she wears a lot of
No,
blazers.
Yes.
I love the blazer. I love Claire Danes, but I mean, she's great in stuff like Fleischman Is in Trouble or Homeland or everything else she's ever done. But as a reporter lesbian, she's just not it. And I mean, I'm trying to think of, I mean, Sarah Snook would have been great in this.
Oh, interesting. You're on to something. Yes.
Just get the wife. Get Keri Russell to do it. She would be great.
That would
I
have been
would love that both of
so
them are
fun.
something. Yeah.
That would have been
I
so
know.
fun. She's too busy on The Diplomat.
I
It was
think reporter lesbian needs to be a title, like it's one word. Reporter lesbian.
Okay, so do we all think that? Oh, go ahead. Did you have something more to say?
I mean, I was going to just say one more thing about reporter lesbian. That's just the character in the Philadelphia story. Get out of there. It's Katharine Hepburn's original. That's her maiden name. Yeah. Just worth a note, if I could just not to, because I'm stupidly giving out stats here. Four out of the five people's is the first nomination. Everyone, Amy Westcott for Black Rabbit is the only person who has been nominated before, and she was coincidentally nominated for Fallout season one.
Oh, that's
Oh,
so
right.
interesting.
Okay.
Okay. So do we think though, like, do most of us think Beef gonna be the one that wins, probably?
I think
I think
so.
you guys
Think
have
so.
convinced me too.
I think so, but I have this fear in me that DTF St. Louis is going to win a lot of Emmys that I don't think are that deserved. Controversial opinion or
No,
not, I didn't care for the series that
I
much.
wasn't into this show either, but I
Anya,
respect it.
if we think though that this is really maybe not necessarily about costume design, but just DTF as a whole, that if pretty much every awards body is mostly made up of white men who
Like
tend
you're
to be a
white.
little older.
You're like
I don't know. I was surprised. I was really resistant to that show at first, and it won me over by the end.
Same. This
I
is
was
like not,
really, I was like, I
yeah.
don't want to watch this. And I was like, it's only
Same.
seven episodes. And then by the episode five, I was like, this is kind of good. Like, I was like,
Same.
I
Like it
don't
is
know.
not, yeah, I know. I 100% there with you because I was like, this is not a show for me. And I
No.
waited a long time, but then I had to watch it for a story. And then it's like, I couldn't stop watching
Yeah.
it.
I need to
Yeah.
give it another try.
I think I got to like episode three and I just thought that
they didn't talk in a way that I felt people talked. Like, especially Linda Cardellini with her No Way Jose. Like
Oh.
that whole exchange just threw me off, but maybe I just need to like be in the right mindset
I will
for
say, if you need an entry point, if because I watched the show to talk to Joy Sunday, and
it.
if you think of the difference in how her character and Richard Jenkins' character view the entire investigation but are not combative against one another, I
I
think you
agree.
might be able to enter it that way.
That's a good point.
That's a good point.
I did
Yeah.
like the two of them. Yeah, their
Me
time.
too.
Definitely liked them in the show. They were like the high points for me, but
Yeah.
okay, so we all think Beef probably, unless DTF St. Louis is a dark
Yeah.
horse or
Maybe.
a middle-aged horse in
A sad
khakis.
middle-aged horse, like.
Middle-aged sad man, sad middle-aged man.
Okay, well then let's move to the last category, period. Not women's period, but period.
God.
Ladies,
Period,
wedding dresses. We've got Okay.
Bridgerton, The Gilded Age, Love Story, Monster, and Palm Royale.
I do love how three
This
of them
is.
have wedding dresses. I think that's
Yes.
fun. Like,
Right? That is so
yeah.
true.
So is it Bridgerton, Love Story, and The Gilded Age?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big
Yeah.
weddings. I enjoy that. Definitely not Monster. Yeah.
I just
Oh
keep
my God.
thinking of like his stuff that he wore in the. Well, he was naked a lot too, wasn't he? I feel like he was also naked. Is that why they're
Yeah.
giving him a costume category just for him being in the buff? Like lots of like 19, is it like 1940s, 50s type of stuff that he was wearing?
I would say if I could make an argue
Sorry.
a case for, I know it's like whatever.
You changed.
I know. It's like the was like ah. I would say, as someone who has complained about this season, I don't like it, but I like the costume design. Joshua J. Marsh, first nomination. This is like an example of like when we talk to people and they really tell you about like their process and their inspiration and things like that. I sort of looked at the show with in a completely different way. He in one episode, because it's a Ryan Murphy property, like it has sort of like timeline ADD, so it's sort of like, I don't know, it could be like a such a random interaction and be like, hi, the sky was blue. And then it was like, okay, well, another day the sky was blue and it was 1942 and blah, blah, blah. So, like, you get stuff like this. And then you get to also see small glimpses of like old Hollywood stuff. And then it goes back to show stuff during the Holocaust.
Yeah.
So he has like a lot of stuff to play with. And he's a young guy. His next project is he did the
Yeah, the
costume design for
shards.
the Shards.
I was gonna say, I figured the shards. Once you're in that Ryan Murphy
Once you're
universe,
in
you can't get
there,
out.
yeah.
Yeah. We
But
lost Anthony, what's his name? Anthony, your guy
Paul
from Love
Anthony
Story.
Kelly.
Yes, we are Paul, I think we've lost him. He's gone to the universe. We'll never get him back. He's blonde now. He's lost.
Still very tall. So that's just like an appreciation of Joshua Marsh's work, and I'm going, but I will be on record. That's a good example of maybe like really dislike the season, but like the love
Yeah.
the textures.
Yeah. This is the again, similar to other series, this is the only episode of the Ed Gein story that I watched because when the reviews came out and they were so awful, I just couldn't subject myself to it. And now, having watched the first episode, I'm so glad I didn't because I hated it. Like, you make me hate Vicky Creeps. I'm glad there was no Leslie Manville because I did not
Wow.
need to hate her.
Yeah. Wow. Vicky Creeps. Wow.
She's a lot in that show.
Yeah.
Not Vicky Creeps, but when you get to Leslie Manville, it's a lot.
Oh, really?
Or Laurie,
That's
just the
or
character.
yeah, I'm
But
sorry.
or Laurie Metcalf in this episode yelling at the top of her lungs with, like, what was it, like, a not a goiter, but like her mouth so, like, I don't even know. Laurie Metcalf, we need you to make better
I
choices.
know. She almost had an Oscar. Like, how did this happen? We need to get her
It's all us
more.
and Janny's fault.
Ryan Murphy just some
Yeah,
amazing.
he just kind of, again, just
You know.
next thing we know, she'll be blonde and then we'll really have lost her.
She
That's when you know.
is. Did you not see the Tony Awards?
Did she go blonde?
Yeah. Well, or gray, maybe. I can't remember.
Okay, then we
She just
have.
has a sharp buzz cut.
Oh, no. Oh, I hope. Is it for a Ryan Murphy show or just her doing it?
It's his fault.
I think it might just be her. I don't. I would not. I would hope that she wouldn't go back to him, but then she does, again, not to get into it, but she doesn't make the right decisions of the men she aligns herself with.
Wait, so now wait, is that Patti LuPone? What is she? Wait, is she in Monster? Is she in
No, she's in
Monster?
Pomeranz.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't see that. The one I've seen is Love Story, obviously. I think actually we haven't mentioned this yet, but I do think Love Story is the one to beat because I feel like people are going to be talking about like
Too.
Carolyn and all of the Kennedy-ness of it all. But I didn't realize that. God, that Pomerale must be the gayest show ever if it's got Patti LuPone.
There's like
Jeez.
enough gay that she just appears,
Yes, she's
right?
like out of sand. She's just on the
Out of
beach
sand.
going. It also
She
looks like her arm is around you.
I know, it's like, Patty. She
Although I
just
don't know,
yelled at
should
an audience
we?
member if she came in. What?
Is
I'm
it
sorry.
controversial for us to have both Audra McDonald and Patti LuPone this close to each other? That's
Oh,
true.
my
Battle of the Mama
gosh.
Roses. Or
Battle of the Battle of the, because I think Pomerale came out before sort of Patti LuPone's controversy from most recently when she sort of spoke about Audra
Yeah, that was
and her.
not.
No, not cute. But no, again, Pomerale's another show that I gave up on in the first season because I just couldn't get into it.
I
And so I
couldn't
watched this
either.
episode and I was like, oh, another musical number. This is like the year of costume design and musical numbers where she does this full-on Western gig. And I'm like, I guess Patti LuPone's just a drag queen in this episode of Pomerale, where also Laura Dern is sort of off in this other world, sort of in retreat. And then Alice and Janney's sort of there in like elaborate costumes, and then you have sexy, scantily clad men sort of being gay together. I wish this show
Joey's
was
like,
better because it should be like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever, but it's just so inconsistent that I don't get it.
oh, okay. I was like, who is he being now? Okay, so then what usually wins in this category? Is it usually Bridgerton?
Bridgerton won last year.
Yeah. I feel
Was
The
like it
Gilded
was
Age
kind of all over the
nominated?
place.
It was
Oh,
nominated for season, I can't remember season one or season two.
yeah.
I have to say, some people, I'm not in this camp, but some people who both watch the show and don't watch the show really dislike the costuming
Of the Gilded Age?
of the Gilded Age. Like,
Oh,
I've heard so many people,
crazy.
they're like, the costuming is ugly.
Oh, well, I
And
guess, is it they just don't like Bertha's New Money
I
outfit?
guess not.
They're
Rude.
supposed to be very, like, period correct, I guess. So
I'm
maybe
sorry,
they
but
don't
as a Gilded Age stan, and
like.
especially of this third season, which I think is its strongest,
Absolutely.
it should be winning this category. I mean, in this one episode, we get Thaisa Farmiga sort of doing the best work of her life in this gorgeous wedding dress. You have Bertha, the icon that is Bertha Russell, sort of being that mother, and then also Merritt Wever appearing for this one episode in a dowdy outfit, but making it so funny with her hat, and then also Audra McDonald opposite Was it Felicia Rashad? There's just so much going on, and every costume I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
You know, in the same way, the Gilded Age and Palm Royale, two completely different shows, clearly. Like, I've spoken to both of those costume designers. Like, I don't know. Like, sometimes when you are speaking to people and you talk about character, you talk about, you can talk about one character for a certain number of minutes and things. With both of those shows, it's kind of like such an explosion of costumes because like the ensemble is so big. Every time a new scene starts, everyone is almost in every, there's a huge amount of people and everyone is in a completely brand new outfit. So it feels like sometimes like Carrie Coon or Alice and Janney in their respective shows, they can be in six new outfits in each episode. And it's kind of crazy. Like you kind of just sit there and be like, just talk. I don't know. Like, tell me. I don't know.
Yeah, the volume is pretty staggering, like
Crazy.
how elaborate both. I think this one might be a battle of two like historic wedding dresses though, because like Gilded Age, that the wedding, yeah, that episode, I agree with what you said. Like it was like a spectacular episode of like drama and costumes. And then Thaisa's dress is like based on Consuelo Vanderbilt's historic dress. And then it's like you have Carolyn Bessette Kennedy's like culture changing dress
Right.
and
Yes.
like two like sort of landmark episodes too that are, like critically acclaimed. So I don't know. I feel like it's those two that are up against each other in
I
very
think you're
different
right too.
centuries. Like,
Yeah.
Yeah. And
And I
also
kind of go ahead.
with period costuming, especially with a series like Love Stories, how much credit do you put into costume design when it's recreating
Yeah.
already known properties versus something like the Gilded Age or Bridgerton or Palm Royale, which are sort of their own
Original.
creations.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you totally. In that, because I always feel bad when I'm interviewing a costume designer, and I know, it's like, your editor in the audience wants to know about this recreated thing. It's probably the last thing the costume designer wants to talk about. Like, they want to talk about what they like came up with originally. So it's like finding that balance. I just feel like Carolyn Bessette Kennedy is just such a cultural icon. Like it sort of transcends any of that. Just like it's like a very specific case, I think, for her in this show. But I don't know, that might be another conversation to have too. But yeah.
I think the
But yeah, I agree
show
with you. Yeah.
Love Story is so much about fashion too, in a way, like more so than the other shows are. Like it is
Yeah.
actually is about a fashion icon. So I feel like that could, I mean, they have Calvin Klein being portrayed on the show, and so I do wonder if that kind of like lifts it to a win. But I also like you've kind of convinced me that the Gilded Age, like, I mean, I'm not a fan of the Gilded Age, but I think based on everything you guys said, I kind of want that to win. But
It's kind of interesting that this just has to do with like circumstance and time period and things like that. Like Love Story, when I was going through, I spoke to Rudy Manz who did the costume design for that, and it's just sort of like I didn't realize like how much like for the majority of the show Carolyn Bessette is like she's in like black. Every single thing that she wears is black. And it's sort of when you put those two, examples side by side because of the wedding, it's just sort of like one is very pared down. That's just the style of those people. And then the other one is like insanely extravagant, money. And it's really kind of cool that we have those two up against each other like this. But I will say, and maybe you folks can comment on this if I can throw a thing out there. Like I'm gonna start needing period costuming to get more nominees because of when you it's in the rule somewhere, like the time period of like the year. Like every year it moves like 1 year and something becomes period. Does that make sense? It's sort of like period costuming, whether it's 1842 or 1985, it's still considered period costuming. So I would like this category to have 10 nominees.
Like, right.
I
I think
hate
it's like,
that.
is it like 25 years to
Yeah,
something
it's
like
all, and
that?
it's not
Yeah.
even that. It is a big window, but it's not a big window.
Yeah. Because it
I don't
doesn't,
know. Yeah.
25 years ago, it's like 2000. Yeah. That's period.
I know.
Oh,
Ancient school.
God.
I know it's wild considering the 90s period when you have like the Gilded Age and like the early 19th or sorry 20th century being the same thing. They're just it's sort of apples and oranges. I mean, they're both pretty incredible work, but they it's like the other categories that we spoke about. You're kind of comparing these things that shouldn't be compared, but they have to be because they're in this category together.
Oh, this has been such a good discussion. Is there anything else you want to add before we maybe move to our flash forward of things we're looking forward to in the upcoming week? Anything else? Okay. Well
Yeah.
then, Fanya, what are you looking forward to this week? Anything? I know you're moving.
Oh, I am
Yeah.
moving, so apologies to this. I should have gotten cute backgrounds. Now I'm kind of mad
Your
at myself.
background looks good.
But yeah, what else? I feel like so many things are coming out this week, which I'm excited for. The Shards, that's
Yes.
like quite good costume design from Emmy nominee Joshua Marsh, sorry. One Night Only. Also great costume design. I love that movie. And then there's something else coming out this week. What is it? Oh, don't. Anyway,
There's
okay. So
something, I can't remember. There is something coming out. I don't know what it is.
Ted Lasso.
Ted
Oh, right.
Lasso is
Yeah.
coming out, yes. Let me see. I'll keep looking at movies. Movies. How
Super
many?
Troopers 3, anyone?
I
What is
really
it?
want to see I Want Your Sex, which I have not seen
Me
yet.
too.
Yes, I
Yeah.
want to see that too.
Fair.
Late fame, Julian, Mr. Hero,
Right.
Omo. Okay, I don't think these
Late
are
fame,
any.
that's what I was thinking of.
Is that what you
Yes.
were thinking of?
Yeah.
Oh, with
Late
Greta
fame. It's really
Lee.
good. I really like that movie. Yeah.
Oh.
Greta Lee's costumes and hair and makeup are really great.
Oh, the one with Willem
Oh.
Dafoe. Yeah.
Okay,
Yeah.
yes. Okay. Those are some good things to look forward to.
Yeah.
Anything else before we move on to Owen? You good? Owen, what are you looking forward to this week?
Yeah, I mean the show's already begun last week, but I'm looking forward to watching more episodes of Furious. I think this
Good.
Elizabeth this Meriwether show is incredible. I mean, shout out to fellow Irish person Lola Kirk. They are proving that Say Nothing was not a fluke,
Oh, you
and
mean
they are an
Lola
incredible
Pettigrew?
actor.
Lola
Sorry,
Pettigrew.
Lola Pettiker. Yeah,
Yeah, she's
wrong,
really
but
good.
not Lola Kirk. Lola Pettiker. Yeah.
Oh, she's
Sorry,
so
Lola
good.
Pettigrew,
I
they're
love her.
so good. They really, yeah, they're doing such great work. Emmy Rossum, it's the most I've liked them since
Oh my
Shameless.
gosh.
And then
Yes.
also, I'm trying to think of the actress's name. I think it's, what's it, Quentin, hold on, I need to, or Quincy Tyler Bernstein as sort of the no-nonsense
I love her.
co-worker. Oh, Emmy
Oh, okay.
Rossum is so good on this show. And also
She's.
Scoot McNairy, the most reliable character actor ever.
I thought he was really great in it too. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you flagged that one actress. Now I'm looking her up because she could easily be like a throwaway character, Quincy Tyler Bernstein, but she's not. She becomes like so much heart of the show. So I'm so glad you mentioned that. And Scoot McNairy is such a good character actor. Yeah, Joey, you need to watch that show. It's really good. I'll follow Liz Merriweather anywhere. Like, that's just
So
funny.
great, yeah.
She's so good. She can do anything.
Yeah.
Those are good picks. Anything else, Owen?
I mean, also keeping up with the onslaught of Drag Race content that is there, that is Friday, which is like there's four international franchises currently airing that I watch weekly.
Oh my
So
God.
that sort of
Wait.
takes over my Friday night, which is great. Canada, France. Mexico, Latin Royale, and Down Under versus the World.
There's
So
so much
it's a
Drag Race.
lot. And
It's
then UK starts in like 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
I think
Just
it
crazy.
reveals its cast in 2 weeks.
Oh man, okay, good. I
I
was
think
like,
it's
how is it? Oh, thank God it's not. Oh,
yeah,
it's
but
a
no,
lot.
there's some good television. And then also I think Again, I watch a lot of things, but The Shards I'm very interested in because I feel like I'm going to watch it not knowing what I'm getting into. But like most Ryan Murphy products, it could be terrible.
It's also Ryan Murphy and Bret Easton Ellis together,
Yes.
which could be a lot.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay, Joey, what are you looking forward to most this week?
A lot of stuff that you folks already said, like I want to watch Furious. I didn't know what it was. I just watched the trailer yesterday and I was like, the minute I saw it, like I was 10 seconds into it, I was like, I'm hooked.
Yeah.
I've seen one episode of The Shards. I was hoping to re I'm good. Probably gonna still try to review it for the site. I have the season. I for some reason I because Josh Marsh did the costumes and I like one of the actors in it, Igby
I love that
Rigney.
name.
I know. Who has the most Bret Easton Ellis name ever? But
Yeah.
yes.
He's playing Bret Easton Ellis in the show. And I was like, I want to read the book. This is before I watched the screeners. And I was like, I ordered the book. I got it. I did not realize it's like 600 pages.
It is.
So that it's like it is like the thickest paperback I own. Like I feel like when the delivery driver threw it onto my porch, I heard it thud. I was like, what is that? So I will try to read that after. I am still in the midst of catching up with shorts. I went to a film festival last weekend for It's All a Short Film Festival, a short film festival. And I'm going to be posting my best of stuff on Friday, but my viewing has gotten a little delayed because of my dog. We got a new dog
Oh.
on Sunday, and he's like this big, and he's a very time consuming creature. I say that lovingly.
He's a remarkably bright creature.
Yeah. All right. Goodbye. It was nice to see you guys. But he was sitting on my he was sitting he was a little terror last night, and he was when I was watching I was going through some of the shows to like look at the costumes again, he like was sitting on my lap and I was like, yep, you're so sweet, and I'm watching aliens kill people. So it was a very good differentiation between each other. I can't talk. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
I'm looking forward to all of the things you guys are looking forward to too, especially One Night Only, because I'm just anxious to find out what the deal is with this film. I think it's my
Let's talk
most
after.
anticipated right now. Yeah,
If
I'll message you after I see it.
they don't play One Night Only, I'm gonna be mad.
I know. What if they don't play it? What if they don't play it?
But which version though?
It's got to
Dina.
be Dina's version.
No,
We're talking about
I'm sorry.
Dreamgirl, Fanya.
Sorry,
I was like, what?
sorry,
Fanya's like, what are they talking about?
Owen, would you do you like Effie's version better?
Yeah.
I think it's
Oh,
boring.
Joey and I are Dina. We're Camp Dina.
Oh. Well, we'll have to unpack this at some other point with
Yes,
the
so
20th anniversary coming later this year. Please join us next week for our new podcast.
But yeah, let's get the hell out of here. We are the two M's, Megan McLaughlin and Joey Moser, and I'm joined by special guests Fania Suhu and Owen Daly. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel for more interviews and podcasts. Follow us on X, Facebook, and Instagram, and don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter for all your favorite contending content delivered straight to your inbox. On behalf of the contending crew, I wish you a very pleasant tomorrow.